Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Out and about and in a whirl, and that's kind of our topic today. I understand there's some dancing in your future.
That's right. It's been a busy week this week. Everybody's on spring break, so we've been having lots of activities. We had our blue and gold pickup last night, so you should be getting your meat here soon if you ordered from us. We've got our animal adventure camp coming up tomorrow. We're excited to see all the kids tomorrow and Friday in YQCA training. We've got our weigh-in on Sunday for Anderson County, so lots going on. But recently, there's been another opportunity that has presented itself for our 4-H families, and that is the Ottawa Promenaders, which is square dancing. They have set up some lessons for the 4-H'ers, but I'm so excited for this opportunity. Square dancing used to be huge back in the day, back when my parents were in 4-H. It used to be something they did as a club. As cultures change and there's so much grabbing for our attention, it kind of fell to the past, but I think this dancing culture is really one great thing to keep alive, and I'm so excited that the Ottawa Promenaders have reached out and have presented this opportunity for our 4-H families. So the first one is going to be this Saturday at March 16th at CV Hall in Ottawa. And that is open to everybody in the district. If you're a 4-H family, you can come. And they want it to be, we talk a lot in 4-H that it's a family affair, but this is definitely a family affair. They want the whole family. And so it's going to evolve from square dancing as well to some line dancing and some what they call round dancing, which would be like your two-stepping and your swing dancing. So I think lots of opportunity here to make a really great connection with the Promenaders and see where it might take all of our 4-H families. So right now we just have two scheduled events. Again, the first one is this Saturday, and the second one is going to be April 6th. And so they'll be getting some emails, and we have some posts out there on social media to remind everybody. But really just kind of a fun, a unique opportunity to keep that dancing culture alive within our communities.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I go up to Lawrence once a month. The Lawrence Barn Dance Association has contra dancing. Great exercise and so much fun. So I know that anybody getting involved down here is going to have a great time.
Yes. So a fun story that I have to tell is my mom and dad met square dancing. So my mom is from Iowa and she moved down to Ottawa, Kansas. And she was like, how do I get out and meet people? And they're like, we know this great guy that you should go square dancing with. And the rest was history. So, put down the technology, come out and dance and meet new people. And it's just a really exciting, fun environment for sure.
And you never know just how much you're going to end up owing to dancing based on that story.
That's right.
Now, give us the contact information if folks do decide they want to go ahead and do this.
785-229-3520. You can call and get more information there.
All right. Any reservations required? Clothing recommendations? I know you want to make sure you wear shoes that will not mark up the floor.
That's right. I would wear something that you can move around in, tennis shoes, boots, but no, there's no sign up at this point. We're just kind of opening it up and seeing what kind of interest we can get.
Fantastic. This definitely sounds like a great opportunity, like you said, not just for the 4-H'ers, but the whole family. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jessica, for that heads up. And I'm going to want, as usual, I'm going to want to hear how it goes, okay?
We will. We'll let you know.
All right. Let me know what your best dance move is when we talk again, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. Well, thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.